No, that's not all we focus
butt dial,
on.
Dial, butt fumble.
Butt fumble.
Butt fumble.
It's, it was just like the 5-year anniversary.
Those terrible Jets.
Are you a Jets guy, Pat?
Yeah, I'm a Jets guy.
Oh, that's too bad.
not one of their finer moments.
How'd that go on Sunday afternoon? I got to tell you, I know we're straying way off topic.
That's okay.
But so the Patriots go up by 5. They have that 2-point conversion overturned. So instead of being up 7, they're up 5. I could not have felt more confident that the Patriots were going to win. The Jets had the ball. I knew that there was a 0% chance that Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to execute a two-minute drill to get 7 points that they needed, or even 6. I just knew there was no chance. And then, like, 2 plays later, Chris Long pops the ball out of his hand, and they recover the fumble, and I slept very well that night.
See, I had zero confidence the entire game.
See, I didn't want to go too macro on you, but like
even after
you spotted this, Patriots spotted them a 10-0 lead, and I went and walked Gibbs, who's an awesome dog, my dog. I get back from my walk and it was 10-10. I felt comfortable enough to walk my dog in the middle of a 10-point deficit, and I came back and it was tied, and I was just like, that's about right. I DVR'd it in case more bad things happened. When I found out that they scored, I didn't even need to go back. I was just like, I'll see that replay everywhere on Twitter. So
the Jets are just they're in so many violations just internally.
Yeah. I would not want to be the compliance guy for the Jets.
No, no. Not like they're necessarily breaking any rules, but it's a bad year. Tristan, you got anything else?
Compliance Corner has been great, Mike.
Yeah, so quickly, I just want to do a couple shout-outs because our GA, Taylor Leonard, was like, you have to tell everybody about, as Christmas break is coming, if anybody, student-athletes, if you get a job, we need to know about it before you get the job, and if you want to play on a winter league team or something, you need to let us know as well, so you can just drop in and see us and fill out a form, because that's all my life. Also, I left that out for, like, the
radio. There's a form for that.
Like, editing myself out. Pretty much my whole life is paperwork, so there's a lot of forms to fill out, but that's what we have to do to make sure people are eligible. So, and also, just throw us a follow on BU Compliance on Twitter. We try not to inundate you too much with stuff, but shameless self-promotion. Taylor Leonard does a great job on our Twitter account. Me every once in a while. Usually if it's gifts and stuff, it's me. If it's actually rules, it's Taylor. I just kind of jump in and...
I get in the levity.
I threw, yeah, exactly, right. So I threw like a Torello and get your popcorn ready right before I came on.
Love that.
Fighting through the nerves. Just Will Forte like shoveling popcorn into his mouth and a gif. So had some popcorn last night at the Brown game. A-plus popcorn over there.
Really?
Bruno does popcorn right. $5 for a large, but it was pretty good.
Seems a little pricey.
Coach Teb Sherini and I each got a large popcorn. It was really good.
Butter on top?
Every single kernel had some butter. There was no, like, whoa, movie theater butter.
The kernels are, like, yellow.
Yeah. Everything, like, it was just like a bag of yellow. Like, artificial yellow.
The best kind of popcorn.
It was fantastic. So that's all I got.
First Compliance Corner in the books.
We threw in a Canadian sorry in there, yeah, too.
We did. So anytime you can throw in a Canadian sorry.
Right, yeah.
And Naomi, our next guest.
Oh, my God, that's sorry. So perfect. Sorry. Luke Anderson texted me in the middle and was like, you got to throw more of that in there. So. Sorry.
We got to see if Naomi has that accent as well.
Yeah, we'll have to.
We're going to find out momentarily.
Maybe we'll show her the Barstool video and see if that's accurate.
I can't imagine it's accurate.
If the maple syrup really just falls out. Maple syrup falls right out.
I'm gonna celebrate. If we beat Yale on Wednesday, I'm gonna celebrate with a Molson after the game.
Oh yeah, Molson.
Yeah, Molson heavy.
Molson heavy. Molson like with a couple of peanuts in it. Yeah. That fall in there accidentally.
Molson that's kind of warm, but you still drink it.
We gotta bring in Naomi, guys.
All right, sorry. We're getting a little off. We'll save that for next week. We'll do more Canadian accents next week.
Mike McDonald with us on the Kennel with Pat and the Cat here on WJMF. bit.do/WJMF radio. I love saying bit.do. It's just so it flows. All right, Naomi, want to join us?
Jump in, Naomi.
Jump in.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
She handled an on-air interview after a game, after playing well, so you can do this. No problem.
With you. With you,
did
nonetheless.
Did I really do well?
Yeah, you did great. Oh. It was awesome. held together nicely.
Yeah. All right, Naomi Ashley, joining us now on the Kennel with Pat and the Cat. Naomi, thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for coming over, Naomi.
Yeah, no problem.
So, we'll get to the Brown game. Start off with that. Not the men's game, obviously, the women's game.
Yeah, yeah.
Big win for you guys. It was your first career start, correct?
Yes, it was.
Monster game, both sides of the ball. Talk us through that win and your performance as well.
So basically, that was a huge win for us. Last year, their point guard, number 30, she scored 30 on us. She scored 30 on us last year, 7 for 7 from the three-point line, on a torn ACL. So that kind of hurt us a little bit, and this was on our home court. So we definitely wanted to basically get some payback for that game, and we only won by 3, so it was basically a fight the whole game. For me, having that be my first career start, I knew I had to come out there, you know, hot on defense and do what I could on offense. As I am Coach Burke's, you know, defensive specialist, basically my main goal was to lock that, you know, that girl down on defense. And she scored 21 points, so, you know, she still got up there. You know, she's going to get hers. And but she didn't score 30. she definitely did go 7 for 7 from the three-point line. So it was just I was really proud of myself. A lot of my teammates were really proud of me. We were just proud that we got the dub for that game, you know, payback on our home court. And that was really, you know, our first appearance seeing them. This season, and we're going to see them again for the RI Rumble tournament this weekend, so it's going to be another good game. They're going to want to get some payback as well. But it was just, it was really cool. It was just really good.
How much warning, or not warning, but how much leading did you have to know you were going to start? Was it a day? Was it a couple hours?
No, it was a couple hours. Never a couple hours with Coach Burke. She's always so prepared. No, it was a couple days, you know.
Okay.
I was in, you know, the starting lineup in first group in practice, and I was like, oh, wow, like, what's going on?
This is really happening.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been working hard in practice this whole year as the season, and our practices are so long, and I finally got an opportunity, and I showed well.
So in high school, I played soccer. My senior year, we were playing this team, New Hartford. One of your coaches, Lauren Tepsharani, is from New Hartford, and they were really good at soccer. And my job in the first half was to mark this one forward. That was my job, to just do that the whole first half. And I tugged his jersey, asked him how lunch was, asked him what he had for lunch, did everything I could to get him off his game. You didn't do any of that against Brown. What did you do that was so well to kind of keep her off her game?
I mean,
maybe you did ask her what she had for lunch. I don't know. I couldn't hear what was on the court.
No, I just, you know, when I get fired up, I feel like, and this is very evident in practice, like, when I get fired up in practice, the whole team gets fired up, and I feel like that's really what shut her down, because she obviously knew that there was no film on me, so I'm basically a nobody, so she didn't know anything about me, and I was just, you know, clapping, you know, yelling, screaming, like, yeah, like, let's go, and my teammates on the floor with me are, you know, doing the same thing, feeding off of my energy, and I think, to be honest, that's really what, you know, kind of took her aback. She wasn't expecting any of that.
Your team started 3-0, two tough losses to UNH and to Rutgers, very close. It was a three-point game with under a minute to go against Rutgers, a Big Ten opponent. Your team, after that game against Brown, I asked you, feeling great 3-0, and then to now be 3-2, a little bit of a humbling experience. Do you think that's a good thing for your team? Obviously, you don't want to lose, but do you think it's a little bit of a humbler, good thing for your team?
It's, of course, you know, it has its benefits, just because now basically what we need to work on is coming, you know, to light now. And I think, you know, the loss at UNH especially, it really humbled us, just because it was a very competitive game. And even with Rutgers, it was a very competitive game as well, you know, them being in the Big Ten. And I just think that it's a learning experience, especially for the freshmen, especially for us, you know, having lost those two games now. You know, we're on a two-game losing streak, hoping to cut that this weekend. It we're definitely going to work on some things for sure.
The Ocean State Tip-Off Tournament, first ever installment of it. All four schools from Rhode Island, Brown, Bryant, PC, URI, all playing in one gym, one weekend. It's going to be an annual thing. How excited is this team to be a part of this for the first one?
We're very excited. You know, as you said, this is the first one. It's never been in a tournament format. I'm sure, you know, we've all played each other, you know, out of conference play. But it's just kind of cool to have all, you know, the interstate teams play each other in one weekend and basically see who's the best of the best, you know, in Rhode Island, you know, who's going to win the games and such. So
it's kind of crazy to think. I mean, you look at like team tournaments that are like this throughout the country and other sports. Obviously, the big one is the Bean Pot in Boston. It's got Boston University, Northeastern, Harvard, and BC, and that's been going on for years and years and years and years, and it's the first first two Mondays in February. And so this is going to be annually the first weekend in December for the next at least 4 years. It's starting, could be starting something special. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely something special. You know, I hope it, you know, stays as a tradition because I think it's something that it's kind of cool for, like, all the Rhode Island teams. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm sure we're all excited.
Trish and I have been discussing this for a couple weeks now, I guess. Why the men don't try to...
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really awesome. I think it's sweet. It's really cool to see. And it's just fun. You're competitive, and you want to see who the best in Rhode Island is.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just it's a fun way to kind of
it's not even so much about who beats who. It's just getting all the schools in
the kids from around there, the local schools, the local coaches, fans get a chance to see all four teams.
Exactly. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of fans because
it's great exposure. Great exposure for the program, for the sport. I think it's going to be awesome.
You looking forward to playing two games back to back?
That's going to be wear and tear on the body, you know, so it's going to be a lot, but, you know, we've gone back, like, practices feels so much worse sometimes, so we'll be okay.
Naomi, Pat and I almost ran through a wall. We had Coach Burke on here a couple weeks ago before the season started, and she got us both pretty fired up. What's it been like for you to play for Coach Burke? I know that all of her former players, all of her current players, sometimes it's not the most glamorous, but afterwards you look back and you say, wow, that was a great experience. What's it been like for you to play for her?
For me and Coach have a very, like, interesting relationship. We're super close and, you know, we both kick each other in the butt sometimes. But we both love each other, of course. And just my experience here at Bryant, especially with her, I feel like she's enriched it. To be honest, just because we are so close in a non-basketball sense, and especially now that I can further make contributions, I feel like my experience will be that more enriched, if that makes sense. And I appreciate her. I mean, everyone knows she's tough and she's gritty and
fiery.
Very fiery. You know, the hair's fiery, she's fiery, you know, like, so, like, it is, like, definitely a force, like, being under her and playing for her, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Have you ever met anyone in your life as passionate about what she does?
Oh, gosh, no. Mary Burke. I've never, like, I'm so passionate about animals, and she's still so passionate about, like, basketball. Like, she lives, breathes, eats, like, basketball. And so, like, you know, every time we come from a game, I know we have a day off the next day, she's watching film that whole next day. So, like, you know, that's just what she does. And, you know, I envy her for that because, you know, look where she has so much accomplishments, you know, look how where she is right now, you know, brought Bryant to, you know, D1, you know, coming from D2, and it's even in, you know, her college experience, she did amazing. I know she always, because I'm not, you know, the best free throw shooter, she always used to tell me how she went 100 in a row, consecutive free throws in college, and the announcers announced that she was making her